Now, when we actually undertook anonymized testing on these families, we saw a slightly different picture. And what's really interesting is, given that these are highly selected families, BRCA2 actually jumped over BRCA1 in terms of a cancer incidence. And that is almost certainly due to selection for modifier genes in those families, because you're actually selecting families with a lot of breast cancer in, and BRCA2 appears to be a more modifiable phenotype than BRCA1. The incidence in the uninformative BRCA, so those are individuals who've tested negative, where we don't know whether or not there's a BRCA1 or 2 mutation in the family, the long-term incidence is actually only 7 per 1,000. So it drops actually well below eligibility criteria for MRI screening currently in the UK. And when we get